Right in front of you, Steven Means with Cleveland.com.
Well, that first half was kind of clunky. As a veteran who's been through this before, when you guys get into the locker room at halftime, what are you saying to your offensive line and to your offense about how that first half went? Kind of.
Yeah, you know, one of our goals in this game was to play clean, and I feel like we didn't really do that in the first half. You know, but at the end of the day, we just kind of had to get together and say, settle down, you know, just play our game. You know, don't think about it too much. Don't, you know, let the fact that, you know, it's maybe our first time playing the shoe, like, just got to settle in, you know, and play football. And I think we did a good job of that in the second half. But, you know, we definitely need to work on, you know, starting a little faster, starting a little better, and not having those mistakes that we had in the first half, you know, me personally, you know, included in that. And, I mean, we built off it, and, you know, we came out in the second half and guns a-blazing and did really well. And obviously a win is a win. And when you win by as much as we did, like, you know, it's good. And, you know, I'm happy that we won. But there's still a lot of stuff to clean up.
Steve Hellwagon, 24/7 Sports.
Yeah, first touchdown to Jeremiah. It looks like he makes kind of an adjustment on the ball and turns back shoulder. Just what did you see on that play? What did he do to complete it? And is that an advanced concept for a young guy to be able to make that play?
if he's pressed and it's one-on-one, put it up. And he'll make the play. And that's exactly what he did. I just saw he was pressed, you know, so I tried to put it up over top, and he actually made a little adjustment and came back to it. And, I mean, that's all I got to do is just, you know, give him a chance, and he's going to do the rest. You guys saw that today.
Over to the right, Austin Ward, the podcast.
Well, Ryan said that nobody needed to say anything to Jeremiah after that drop screen there on the opening drive. Like, is that the case? You just
– Yeah. No, there was no word said. I mean – none of us were worried about him at all. I mean, we were, you know, obviously, you know, it's a drop, it's uncharacteristic, but, you know, hey, I made a couple of bad passes, and, you know, like, it's not gonna be perfect, man, you know, but it's that next play mentality. You know, mental toughness is the ability to move on to the next most important thing, and you know, we knew his maturity level. You know, we weren't worried about it, and he came back and, I mean, had a great game. So
Will, over to the left, Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Well, you've been here 8 months. You probably wondered what it would be like to play in the shoe, just the whole atmosphere. What was it like? How glad are you to have it under your belt?
It's cool, man. It's a pretty freaking cool stadium, and the fans and the band, and just the like, I've never been a part of so many different traditions, and I had to learn, like, all these new traditions that we had, and it's like, it's cool, man. It's fun. It's like, it makes it more engaging, you know, for everyone involved, and like the skull session, and just getting to experience all this stuff that I've heard about for the first time was really fun. And now that I got it all under my belt, it's like, all right, you know, now I've done it, and now it's, you know, it's business as usual from now on. But it's still cool, and it's still fun to appreciate it, you know, when, you know, I only have 12 opportunities as a Buckeye, you know, guaranteed. And, you know, obviously, hopefully we get 16 or 17. But, you know, I only have so many opportunities as a Buckeye, so I got to soak it all in and enjoy it while I'm here, man. And it's quite an environment, quite an atmosphere, and I'm just glad to be a part of it.
Great. Over to the right, Dylan Davis, Delaware Gazette.
You've made it clear before, no disrespect to the guys you played with at Kansas State, but it's a little bit different here with the guys you're throwing to, I guess, just, you know, some guys that maybe you wouldn't think would be open or open. So I guess, how did that materialize on the field for you, seeing that in a game, and just how did it feel compared to maybe previous starts?
Yeah, it's a freeing feeling when you know you can kind of just put the ball up and let those guys make adjustments, and you don't have to be as perfect, you know. And that's nothing against, you know, my guys. I had a ton of playmakers at K-State, and you know, I love those guys, and those guys were making plays for me too. But you know, I'm just trying to talk about the dudes we got here, man. Like, we got some dudes, and it showed out today. And I think, you know, even, you know, down to the Jaden Ballard and Brandon Innes and Bryson Rogers, like, we got depth at that position too. Like, it's cool, man. It makes my job easy.
Dan Hope, 11 Warriors.
Will, was there a moment in this game where you felt like you and the offense kind of settled in?
I don't know if there was a moment. You know, I think that second half when we kind of started rolling a little bit, you know, made a couple things happen. I think, you know, I think we did do some good things in the first half. You know, we made some good plays here and there, but, you know, really settling into a rhythm, I think that came in that second half when we kind of got that ball in the third quarter and started driving a little bit. Is it hot in here?
Yes.
You guys too? All right, okay. I was just... Just making sure. Okay, good. All right. But, yeah, no. Yeah, okay, good. I'm like, I feel the sweat, like, coming down my chest right now. But anyway, yeah, I think we settled in that second half, and we're able to were able to go from there. Yeah, I know. I tend to ramble a little bit, so my bad. I see all the fans in the back. Everyone's like waving fans.
Over to the right. We'll wrap up here shortly.
No worries. It's all good.
Stefan Krajcnik, Cleveland.com.
Well, Coach Day was talking about you guys kind of trying to establish a run a bit there early. What's kind of the thought process, the conversations you're having with Coach Kelly and some of the teammates? You know, maybe when it's frustrating at the start, but you got to kind of keep that patience and establish the run game.
Yeah, you know, I feel like there's not much you need to say at that point, you know, because we know what we have to do. And, you know, at the end of the day, like, for me, being the run game, you know, they give me the, you know, Coach Kelly says all the time, you're the run game coordinator. You got to get us in and out of the right plays. And, you know, if we have a call and if we have, you know, something and, you know, someone comes from one side, like, you need to make it right. And so part of it's on me. You know, we got to all be working together, all systems, you know, going on the same wavelength. And, you know, I think we did settle in the second half. And, you know, it's first game. You know, we were trying to be conscious of that and play clean. And I think we did better in the second half. But, again, like, we just need to clean up some of that stuff in the first half and go back and look at the film and move on and grow and learn.
Over to the left, Cameron Teague Robinson, The Athletic.
Well, Jeremiah had 6 catches, 9 targets. He led the team in targets. What is it about you two or your chemistry with him that you think allows you guys to click so well in the first game together on the field?
I think, I mean, you guys see it. He's pretty darn good at football, first of all. But he understands the game, like, really well. And, you know, like, I think there was the third down where I kind of, you know, I kind of maneuvered a D end that dropped and to get him a ball on a curl. And, you know, just the wherewithal he has to kind of figure out, like, hey, maybe just wrap him a little bit in that window. He understands the game very well. And that's, I mean, Emeka, Carnell, like, those guys understand the game, like, unbelievably well. Like, all of them do. But Jeremiah, you know, he's a dude, man. And if you get him in one-on-one coverage and he's going to win, you know, and at the end of the day, like, this is just a start for him. I'm excited for him. You know, I think we're starting to develop a lot of chemistry, and I'm excited to see, you know, how this season goes for him. And, you know, he's a phenomenal player, and he's going to have quite a few more targets this year, I'm sure.
3 more questions. Tim May, Letterman Row.
Yeah. Will, I was just wondering what your favorite pass was today, and I was wondering if the one to Carnell Tate would be right in there, because you had him run the fly, and he took it to the end zone.
Yeah.
And then the deep one to Jeremiah Smith. I think y'all ran 11 plays in the third quarter and had 135 yards and 2 touchdowns. So.
Yeah. But go I don't ahead. Know. That's a hard one. I don't know if I could pick my favorite throw from today. Probably that fade ball to JJ in the corner of the end zone, or that little, you know, peak throw I threw to him in the red zone. Like those two. But the one that Carnell, I mean, that – I just threw a curl to him, and he took it, 34 yards for a touchdown? I mean, that's pretty easy for me, right? You know, I'm just going through my reads. They go one high. I'm going to the field to my curl, and there he is. He makes my job easy.
Did you just feel totally good after the third quarter? I mean, I'm just wondering, for you guys offensively.
Yeah, I don't think there was anything that, you know, switched or anything crazy. You know, we just settled in a little bit, and, you know, I think we were just comfortable, and, you know, it just kind of, things started kind of going our ways. You know, I feel like for me especially, you know, I started kind of taking the game as it came to me and trying to, you know, not trying to force things. I think there were a couple times in the first half where, you know, I was just forcing things and trying to make things happen. And, you know, with this team, with the guys we have, like, you know, the more I can just let the game come to me, it makes my job easy, and, you know, we can get rolling.
Over to the left, Rob Aller, Columbus Dispatch.
Yeah, Will, we're talking about your passing and throwing, but really the sense is what's going to make you different in this offense difference are your legs, your ability to run. Do you have a run mentality in you at all? I mean, and you're under center, you go, you know, QB sneak, we haven't seen that in a while.
Yeah.
Just talk about if you can, that attitude.
Absolutely. You know, I think that's a big part of our game as this offense, you know, and what Coach Kelly wants to do. And, you know, it doesn't even just have to be in the run game. You know, it can be in the pass game too. There were a couple times today where I'm honestly mad at myself that I didn't tuck it down and run. And, you know, sometimes, you know, they came out and showed us a couple of looks that were new. And, you know, that's going to happen in the first game. Credit to them. You know, they come out with a different third down blitz than they've shown in the past. And, you know, they had 9 months to dial it up. So, you know, credit to them. But, you know, the thing is you got to be ready and you got to adapt. But at the end of the day, you know, like for me, it's not just those design quarterback runs. It's more like, you know, hey, if they're in man coverage and everyone's got their back turned, you know, I got to be able to go get upfield and, you know, go get us first down. And I think I did that a couple times today, but, you know, for me, it's like, it's getting out of that mode of, you know, it's touch football and you know, in camp, you know, nobody can hit you, right? You know, so now it's like, oh, okay, you know, I can actually go make some stuff, you know, shake with my legs, you know, and you know, when I kind of realized that, and I think we had that one play action where I went down there and did that, and you know, the more I can do that, the better, and I just need to do that more, you know, when things aren't perfect down the field, you know, I got to be able to make things happen with my legs, and I think I'm ready to do that, and I want to do that.
And final question over to the right, James Watkins, Cleveland.com.
Well, I won't quiz you on Archie Griffin, but I do want to ask you, why do you think it's important to honor history or historic figures the way you guys did with Archie today?
I think it's really, really important. And, you know, especially with Archie, you know, the only two-time Heisman winner, like, I mean, he's a legend around here, man. And you know, the fact that we wore the stickers for him, you know, it shows how much that we care about our tradition and our history and the people that have came before us, you know, and it shows that, you know, you don't forget about those greats before you, and you remember it, and that's why we're doing it. You know, a lot of the reason we're doing these things are for the people that, you know, they came before us, you know, the people that are here now and the people that are going to come after us. And, you know, it's carrying on that Buckeye legacy, you know, looking at guys like Archie Griffin, you know, that are legends, you know, being able to put on the scarlet and gray just like they did is an honor and a privilege.
Great. Will, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. Go Bucks. Thanks.